Gaelic football on Off the Ball.
With AIB, proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
All right, I am delighted to be joined by the PwC GPA GA Player of the Month for March, Amy Mackin. A league title in the back pocket at the start of the month, Amy. A big result for Armagh beating Kerry. That was important for your group, given the journey that you guys have been on over the last couple of years, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was important for us to get back into Division 1 last year. So winning Division 2 and getting back up to Division 1 was big for us. And just sort of playing them teams week in, week out, the likes of Dublin, Kerry, Mayo, Cork, was big for us. And yeah, I think going into the league, it was just about same as every competition. You take each game as it comes. And then obviously we got on a bit of a run with winning and we sort of put ourselves in a position to push on for the league final. Initially, we were probably just thinking of staying up just to get enough points on the board to stay up. But then once we're in the position to push for a league final, you know, that's what we wanted to do.
Yeah, for sure. Like, just following the team over the last couple of years, you had that epic Ulster final win in 22 against Donegal. Last year, the Ulster title goes to them, but you've been in the mix in quarterfinals and semifinals in the All-Ireland for the last 3 or 4 years. And it was Cork last year, Kerry, Meath, Dublin. So similar enough to the conversation I had with Owen McAvoy earlier, like Derry beating Dublin in Croke Park was important. Was beating Kerry in Croke Park important?
I think for us as a group of players, it was important to get to the final. And then obviously when you're in the final, you want to win it. Kerry wanted to win it as well. But I think it's very fine margins now between winning and losing. And if you look at our league campaign, probably all the games were fine margins. You know, beating Waterford was only by a couple of points and beating Mayo by 1 point, you know. So the ladies' game is similar to the men's. It's probably, there's fine margins between winning and losing. And yeah, obviously over the last few years, we could beat the Ulster final last year by Donegal, which was a couple of points, and by Cork by a couple of points. So yeah, we've sort of maybe been there, thereabouts. And for us, the league was sort of just build on performances each week. And then obviously if you get to a final, you want to win it as a player. And yeah, it was a great experience for us to be in Croke Park. We've been sort of not in a lot of finals. Obviously recently we've been in a couple of league finals. But yeah, it was just a great experience for us as a county and a group of players.
Yeah, for sure. And you've got an Ulster final to look forward to. I think it's middle of May, it's 19th of May around then. You're playing Donegal again. Yeah, so there's a right rivalry building up on the women's side of things, but there's also the double header with the men's as well. I want to come back to that in a minute. There's a lot that we could chat about here, and we'll have to catch up again after one of the games or something, because we don't have too long here to chat. But I just want to briefly touch on, let me go to the exit interview in the AFLW with Melbourne Demons last year, right? Because yeah. I know you had a bit of a stop start year when you went over. Blaheen had been over the year beforehand. You went over last year. You got, after a bit of an injury-ridden start, you got your kind of into your groove towards the end of it. Did you get the bug that you want to go back again and really make an impact?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, yeah, when I arrived over, I was injured from playing with Armagh, so I had a hamstring tear. And then when I got sort of going over there, I ended up doing ligaments in my ankle. And, you know, it sort of was a bit disrupted a wee bit that way, but listen, you just had to take it as it comes. That's the way it sort of panned out. And yeah, I think once it finished then, I was kind of like, I didn't feel like I sort of got a good run at it. And yeah, sort of that was probably what enticed me. And then obviously the way the football went over there, we sort of didn't get as far as what we'd like to. And yeah, that sort of gives you that sort of wee feeling that, yeah, you want to come out and try it again. And listen, injuries are part and parcel. You can't control that. But yeah, probably disrupted a wee bit for me.
Yeah, I know. You've had to deal with a few bad ones over the years, and you've bounced back from them every time you have. So hopefully next time you go out, and the plan is to go back out after the All-Ireland series this year. So hopefully you get a clean run in it again this year. It'll be great to see how you get on, because there's such a kind of strong group of teammates over there at the minute as my Siri kicks in here. The Mackin household over the next couple of weeks. Now it was Kieran chatting. I want to pick Kieran up on this, right? So yeah. Kieran and Connor obviously on the men's team, yourself and Blaheen on the women's team. Busy in Camelot over the next couple of weeks in the Mackin household. Surely the lads can do their own washing. It's hardly just your mam doing the washing, because he was saying we're in an Ulster final and the girls are in an Ulster final against Donegal as well. It's going to be a madhouse. I have to say a big massive thanks to mum and dad I have to give a shout out to them. Mum is continuously washing for us. I saw her washing stuff last night for the girls and us. She's a big part in it all. Yeah. Talk to us about the mammy.
Yeah, no, mummy's brilliant. I don't know if she washes all of our stuff. Me and Blythe usually do our own, so I think Kieran picked it up wrong. No, she's mum's and dad's obviously brilliant. Brilliant supporters for us, and I think you don't realise it until maybe you're older. And what they do as parents when you're younger, taking you everywhere to football, laying you off, and that sort of you appreciate that when you're older. And only for them, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing. But yeah, I don't think. Mum does as much washing for us as she does for the boys. Like,
yeah,
I think it's more for the boys she does.
I believe you on that. We'll have to pick up the lads on that one. Would I be right in saying that Connor, Kieran and Blaheen have all similar enough styles on a pitch? Have I got that wrong?
Yeah, they're probably similar. Yeah, probably similar positions in around the middle of the park, sort of half-back roles between them.
And all action, you know, good on the ball, but the manner in which they impact the game. How did you end up in the corner?
I don't know. Somebody decided maybe when I was younger to stick number 13 on her and try to see if it works out. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe when you're younger, you sort of try develop your own game and what your strengths are. And I think my strength is maybe a wee bit different to what Blaheen's strength is. You know, Blaheen's a great engine on her and sort of up and down the pitch, and Kieran's the same. Do you know that real tenacity to get the ball back defending? Whereas maybe I lack that a bit. But yeah, no, it's good. The matches when we were younger in the house out in the garden, we used to take lumps out of each other, but it was brilliant.
Yeah, I can only imagine what they were like. And like we've heard so many, I suppose, sporting families talk about that, the games in the back garden, whether it be the neighbours coming down, or was it just the four, like I know there was five of you growing up, was it all five of you playing? Was there others coming down from around, or what was the setup like?
Yeah, no, usually our house was where everyone in Canada sort of came for the matches or up the back field or something. But yeah, no, it was great crack. And I think when you're older, you realise maybe that's where you learn your skills away from the training ground. That's probably actually the most important thing. But it's a bit of fun and you don't realise you're doing skills. But yeah, no, it was great. I think Dad used to set up a few different competitions for us in the house as well, whether it be darts or boxing. So it was always some sort of sport related we'd sort of be playing against each other.
You obviously have a proper pedigree in soccer as well. Like, was Gaelic football the love growing up, or was it like your soccer? Like, what was it for you? Like, I can obviously, there's obviously some stylistic things. Like, you can tell you were a soccer player in ways, and the way in which you move with the ball and you strike it.
I think growing up, Gaelic was always number one, and I played soccer. Usually was lunchtime with the boys in primary school, and that's sort of, we played it at home too, but that's probably where I got involved in joining the club. And one of my best friends, she played soccer too, so I loved playing soccer too, and I think it actually does massively help with skills and how you use your feet. But I think Gaelic was always probably the one that I wanted to do more so, I think. And it made sense whenever there was a clash. My head was always saying, I want to play Gaelic or I want to play for my club. So that just sort of was the decision made for me. I tried to do it as long as I could to try to do the both, but then it did come a point where it was all clashing, and, you know, Gaelic was coming. You wanted to prioritise it just in terms of recovery and stuff like that, and getting the best out of yourself in one instead of maybe splitting yourself between two. So, I think soccer massively helped, and we would actually try to encourage people to try to do it, even just to get the skill element. But yeah, I think Gaelic was always the love, and just my family background, Gaelic was always number one.
Of course, yeah, no, that's interesting. Just briefly before we finish up, we were lucky to catch up with the Clifford brothers in the football pod a couple of weeks ago. And there's one thing that David said, and it's something that I've been kind of trying to put to a couple of forwards since. I'm still trying to get my head around it, but he was talking about kicking styles and working on a repeatable kicking style. And in Gaelic football, if you can find something that just works for you and it goes over the bar and you can hone it and finesse it, like, is there sense in that? I know I'm asking you the question what David Clifford is saying here, but how did you develop your kicking and work on it and practice it and hone it? Like, how much work goes into it for you?
Yeah, I think, again, it's when you're young and you don't realise you're practising. But for us, doing something fun was going out and kicking the ball. And, you know, that wasn't, yes, our dad loved football, and he didn't force us to go out either. He would have took us out, and that's just what we've seen as fun. But I think he's right in what he's saying. Like, you develop a style that suits you. You kind of, you try to teach kids how to kick, but if they feel what's right for them, it's, you know, that's what's going to suit them. And if you watch all the different styles, like I do watch a lot of the men's players, and you try to see what they do. But you know, you might try to be able to form it and it could go a different way. The way David Clifford kicks, we might all try it and we wouldn't be able to shoot as well as him. So you can sort of develop your own style. But again, I like to look at other people and see how they do it, and you take wee snippets of it and try to see if it works for you. And sometimes it might, sometimes it mightn't. But yeah, I think it's just that repeating it. And as I say, looking back, you don't realise, but if you kick the football in the garden for an hour or two, you know, it's practice, but you don't actually realise it.
Yeah, and that's like, that's the best practice as well.
Yeah, what exactly.
What is the house going to be like over the next couple of weeks? The men's final is first. The lads are playing Donegal. They've been so close to getting over the line over the last couple of years. We know all about that. For yourselves, one each between yourselves and Donegal over the last 2 years, it was that epic, the late goal after extra time with the clock in the red last minute with Donegal, and then they got Betchy by 4 last year. So what is it going to be like in the next few weeks? Are you all just helping each other out? Are you winding each other up? Like, what way does it go?
No, we're probably that busy away. We'd not even see each other in the house, you know, with training and stuff. We sort of bypass each other. But listen, I think it's just exciting. These are the things you look forward to. And maybe as you get older playing, you sort of realise, you know, you just have to enjoy it. And I think that's the most important thing for us in the house, is enjoy the build-up and enjoy, there'll be a bit of slagging and a bit of critiquing. And, you know, we try to talk about it. We do talk about it because that's normal. That's what we're all building towards and we're looking forward to it. And that's what we love talking about, to be fair. But yeah, it's a bit of crack and we'll enjoy it. And yeah, we'll be busy, I'm sure. The washing machine will definitely get plenty of use over the next 2 weeks.
Well, I hope the lads are leaning on it as well. Amy Mackin, congratulations on winning the Player of the Month award. More importantly, the league final. And not more importantly, winning these individual awards are important as well. So congratulations on winning that. The league final success for Armagh. I know that's a big thing for the group. Best wishes in the Ulster final. And enjoy the madhouse over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball.
With AIB, proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.